弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大的弟兄姐妹们早安，小的弟兄姐妹们也早安。
Good morning to the older brothers and sisters and the younger brothers and sisters.
我希望你们在准备听到之前，把你们的圣经、把你们的笔记本，还有把你们的笔，统统准备好了。
So before you listen to the message this morning, please go get your Bibles and your notebooks and your pens and prepare that all before you come to listen to the message.
我这周在准备讲章的时候
And this week as I was preparing for the message,
有几样挑战
There were a couple of challenges.
其中一个挑战是我前三天所要准备的信息内容被改变了
And one of the challenges is three days prior, the content of the message has changed.
心里面一直觉得神要给弟兄姐妹们的话是从一个方向在走，然后就一直在朝着这个方向去准备。
I feel as I was preparing, it seems like I was going in one direction.
可是到了礼拜三下午、礼拜四早上的时候，就觉得这个方向不对。
But as I was preparing on Thursday evening to Thursday, it seems like that direction is not right.
但是很感谢主，因为很清楚的神就把他的话赐给我。
But praise the Lord, but very clearly, God has given me His word.
就是今天的经文，就是在哥林多后书第十二章。
And that is the passage that we will be studying this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
那第二个挑战呢？
And the second challenge is,
事实上是一个好的挑战。
It is actually a good challenge.
就是我一直在提醒我自己，现在主日的讲道不是只是对成人在讲，我们是对家里面的孩子们也在讲。
And that challenge is I remind myself that the message now as is online, it's not only to the adults, but it's also to the children.
所以在准备信息的时候，就要往往要提醒我自己，我看见的不是只有大人，我看见的还有青少年，我看见的还有孩子。
So as I was preparing, I need to remind myself that who I am delivering God's word to is not only the adults, but also the teenagers and also the children.
所以你们也替我替刘长老祷告。
So please remember me in your prayers and also Pastor Alex.
盼望在我们准备的当中，我们的话语可以对这样子整个家庭，我们能够把神的话讲清楚。
And we pray that the message that we prepare and deliver will be for the whole family as a whole.
但是更重要的呢，我们要祷告的就是让圣灵能够对我们每一个人，不同的年龄层、不同的背景、不同的文化，但是神的话却能够深入到我们的心中。
But it is our hope and we pray that the word, God's word will impact and influence those of all ages.
今天讲到的主题是什么？
Well, what is the topic of this morning's message?
就是在我软弱的时候，我就刚强了。
It is, I am strong when I am weak.
我什么时候软弱，我就是什么时候有力量。
Whenever I am weak, then I am strong.
这个一开始听起来好像是非常矛盾的一件事情。
It seems rather contradictory.
从人的角度，从我们个人的经历里面，一个软弱的时候跟一个刚强的时候怎么会是同时呢？
So from our physical experience and eyes, when we think about these two contradictory feelings or states, how can they come together?
但是我们很感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
我们很感谢神，因为神就是要让我们看见在他里面，在主耶稣基督里面一个属灵的实际，就是我们软弱的时候，就是我们刚强的时候。
But we thank the Lord because in Christ Jesus, it's when we are weak, actually we are strong.
过去这几周一直在为教会的弟兄姐妹们祷告的时候
So in the past couple of weeks, as I was praying for the brothers and sisters,
圣灵就感动刘长老和我就知道我们要准备的许许多多的话语就是要能够安慰弟兄姐妹们要稳定弟兄姐妹
So,Pastor Alex and I, as we come together and pray for you, it is clear that the message that we want to prepare and give is one of encouragement and to
comfort,
help to, and comfort.
Comfort and stabilize. 但是呢， 在安慰、在稳定的信息渐渐走出来之后，神要我们跨的下一步是要让我们受到激励，要让我们受到挑战。
But as these messages come to you, it's also preparing us for trials and challenges.
你知道神对我们的心意是让我们在我们的生命当中能够过一个很丰富、很活泼、很有活力的一种生命。
It is God's heart that we live a very active and abundant life.
这是神对基督徒的一个呼召。
That is a calling to all Christians from God.
这事实上是神对他所爱的所有的人的一个心意。
That's actually the heart of God to all of his people.
他要让我们有喜乐。
He wants us to have joy.
他要我们有盼望。
And to have hope.
他要我们在我们的生活当中能够因为经历他所以呈现出来的就是一个很活泼的生命。
And because we experience him, it should manifest in our life this active life.
可是我们现在在这样的环境里面的时候，事实上我们每个人都在受到压抑。
But it's during these times, difficult times, we feel like we're under a lot of pressure.
这不只是大人有这样的一个压力，事实上这个孩子也是。
Not only to adults, but also to children.
培刚今天在我们主席弟兄，他一开始就说啊，今天是一个很漂亮、很美好的一个天气。
And Brother Pei Gang, our chairman, said that today, this morning, is a beautiful day.
可是我们许许多的人，虽然外面有这样好的天气，可是我们不能去享受啊。
But even though it's great weather outside, a lot of us can't enjoy it.
天气凉爽。
Good weather outside.
太阳高照。
The sun is up.
空气新鲜。
Fresh air around us.
可是你只能在家里面开个窗透透气。
But you can only be at home, open up the windows.
你只可以到你们家前面的一个小院子或 driveway 上面 你去跑两圈。
Or you just run around on your driveway.
公园也不能去。
You can't go to the parks.
这个想要散步的地方也没地方散步。
You can't go out for a stroll or a walk.
今天早上有人问我有没有去海边。
And someone asked me, did I go to the beach recently?
我想去啊。
Of course, I want to go to the beach.
我不知道海边已经开放了。
I didn't even know that the beaches are open to the public.
很多孩子现在过去这周听到有一个姊妹跟我说她的孩子在家里。
And I heard from a sister that she shared that her kids are at home.
那因为爸爸在外面工作好久没看到爸爸了，所以呢，他就跟孩子讲说，你想爸爸的时候，这个有一个词叫做 homesick， 就是想家。
And the dad is busy working, so they haven't seen the dad for a long time. So the mother explained to her child that whenever you think of your dad, it's as if you're homesick.
就这个孩子听一听，他说：“的确，我是在想家，我在想爸爸。”
So indeed, when I'm thinking about my dad, I am homesick.
但是这个孩子就说：“可是我也 school sick。”我也在想念学校。
But the child also says, I'm also school sick because
我所爱的老师，我所有的朋友都在
that I used to eat at school, they're all gone.
孩子在家里面这么久，整个学期不能到学校上课。
And it's going to be such a long time before they can return to school.
那许多孩子现在不论是小学或中学要准备毕业，他们怎么毕业？
And all the graduation ceremonies that are not going to happen.
失去了很多他们所向往的。
And they've are going to lose a lot of things that they're looking forward to.
有些学校要求学生在这样的环境还是要交作业，还是要考试，然后要改成绩。
But a lot of schools still continue with grades and tests. And grades and tests.
可是有些其他的学校决定，因为这样的环境，所以孩子不需要有成绩了。
But there are a lot of other schools that have determined that because of what's happening and what's going on, there's no need for any tests or grades.
父母就忧虑啊。
So then it worries the parents.
我孩子以后要上大学啊。
Well, my kids need to go to college.
那些现在不需要改成绩的，他们的成绩往后比较好看啊。那我的孩子在这样的环境，他的成绩一定不好，那是不是以后就失去竞争力了呢？
So will there be opportunities that we'll miss as they compete with other students?
现在有多今年在这几个月当中有多少人在准备婚礼，本来是这么向往他们迈下在人生的这么一个非常非常有意义的一个步骤，可是现在却没有办法举办他们所向往的婚礼。
Or there's other people looking forward to their upcoming planned weddings that they've been looking forward to for so long, and they're no longer able to have their wedding ceremony.
很多人要准备进大学，再过几个月就应该去进大学做新鲜人了。
Or there's a lot of people that are looking forward to attending college and enjoying the new college life on campus.
就不用说这些毕业什么旅行啊，毕业之后的所有的一切的计划，那包括你要进的大学怎么进，然后是不是开始在大学里上课，还是要坐在家里面网上上课呢？
So a lot of uncertainty and unknowns, all the planned vacations maybe after graduation, or how they're going to attend these new classes. Is it going to open up where they can go to on campus, or are they going to continue to have classes online?
我这只是举一些例子而已。
But these are just examples.
我们现在在生活上面各个的层面，不论是大的，不论是小的，不论是老的少的，我们都在面对许许多多的这些压力。
But with all of these examples, that means that there is pressure at all ages and all backgrounds.
然后在这些压力当中，事实上呈现出来让我们看见的，事实上是许许多多我们自己个人层面的软弱。
And in all of these pressures that come at us, it actually manifests our own weaknesses.
我记得在教小孩子的时候，
I remember as I was teaching children,
我常常用孩子做一个例子。
I often use them as an example.
但是呢，在孩子身上所发生的事情，事实上在我们大人做父母或者说成年人的这个身上同样看得见。
And what the children experience, we can also see that in the lives of adults.
在美国，孩子从小就在学校或甚至在家里面呢，我们就有一个习惯，我们要教他们，我们说你要 share, 你要分，你要把你的东西跟人家分。
So in America, we usually teach our kids when they were young, that you need to share.
你知道这只有在美国是这样子。
Do you know that's only in America that we teach kids this?
因为在世界上面其他的社会当中，你不能跟人分啊。
Because in other cultures, in other countries, you can't share with anyone else.
你跟人分了，你自己就没有了。
If you share, then you don't have anything for yourself.
所以你要教孩子，你有什么，你就要去维护它，然后甚至你要去抢。
So as whatever you have, you need to keep for yourself, or you need to fight for it.
在美国，事实上有些家庭是这样子教孩子的。
There's also families in America that also teach their children this.
是少数。
It's not a lot.
但是你看得见他们有这样做法。
But there are people that teach their kids that.
他们可能不是说你要恶意的去伤害别人。
They may not teach them that you should intentionally harm others.
可是你要有竞争力。
But you need to compete.
你需要怎么样把自己摆在最好的一个位置，所以你可以得到最好的。
You need to position yourself at an advantage.
所以我们家有一个孩子，他就是很喜欢跟人分。
So there is one in my family that likes to share.
什么都无所谓。
And it doesn't matter to him.
什么东西给人家用了用坏了，或者是用丢了，他也无所谓。
So it doesn't matter if he let someone else borrow some of his stuff, and they return it broken. It doesn't matter to him.
可是我们就要教他，你需要对你自己的事情有一个责任感，你对自己的事物你要有责任感。
But we teach him or her, you need to have a responsibility for your own things.
不是说什么东西都跟人家分。
You shouldn't share everything with others.
那当你愿意跟人家分的时候，你也不能期待别人就一定就跟你分他的东西。
But you can't expect because you share with everyone that they will share with you.
然后你不能因为别人对你不像是你对他一样，你心里面就难过，就哭哭啼啼的闹情绪。
And you can't be emotional and get sad when others don't treat you the same way as you treat them.
你看我说这是孩子的情形。
So that is the a situation that children face.
可是你知道，当一个孩子没有在这个环境当中学习成长之后，这个孩子成人之后，像我们今天一样，我们在社会上面就看到一群人，就是像这样子。
But when we see people, adults in society that are this way,
他们不但自己愿意分，他们要求别人跟他分。
Not only do they share themselves, but they, or not only do they not share themselves, but they expect others to share with them.
然后呢，别人不跟他们分的时候，他们就哭哭啼啼闹情绪。
So when others don't share with them, they get sad or emotional and they blow up.
然后呢，他们这些人，我们就发现，从某一个角度来说，他们对自己没有要求，他们也没有一个竞争力。
So if they don't, and also if they don't have expectations of others, then they themselves don't have any, attitude of, or heart of, competing.
可是呢，我们家又另外一个孩子。
But there's another one of my children.
我想我们家孩子多，就是神要让我们能够看尽人生啊。
So I think that God has given us so many children so that we can experience, we can see all different types of experiences in life.
我们有一个孩子，生来就竞争性很强。
There is one in my family that is born competitive.
他因为又这个身体健壮
，and because they're healthy and strong，
所以呢，他要什么东西，他要去拿，要去抢，他就有。
And she will get whatever she sets her mind to。
那孩子小的时候，我们看这样不行啊。
So when they're young, I say, oh, that's not good.
从其他的孩子角度来看，好像他们受到欺负。
Because to my other children, it seems like they are taken advantage of.
但是他不是在欺负人，他就是只是因为他要，所以他就要，他就去拿。
But she doesn't. It's not like they're deliberately taking advantage of them. It's because whatever they want, they take.
所以我们就那时候就一直教孩子，就说你不可以想要什么就去拿什么。
So we teach them you can't just take anything you want.
你要顾虑到别人。
You need to think of others.
你虽然是有一种竞争性，然后你虽然是需要想要掌控这个环境，可是你需要想到别人的感受。
Now, even though you want control and you are competitive and you want things your way, but you have to think about how others feel.
你看孩子是这样子。
So children are that way.
可是如果孩子在成长的当中没有好的教导，没有好的影响，你看他们长大成人以后，你看我们现在在社会上多少这样子的人。
So if a children grows up that way, and if there's no proper instruction or guidance, then as they grow up in society, and as you see today, there's a lot of people in society.
说的好听一点呢，就是他们竞争性非常强。
So to put it in good words, they are competitive.
说的难听一点，就是他们喜欢骑在人的头上面去爬自己的这个去寻找自己的利益，然后去爬自己这个好处的这个阶梯。
But to put it truthfully, take advantage of others and get to where they need to be by putting others down.
他可以不顾及他人，他只顾及自己的需要。
They don't need to care about how others feel.
因为他有能力。
Because they're capable.
因为他有力量。
And they have the strength.
所以他要的他就去拿。
So whatever they want, they'll get.
我们感谢神的是什么？
So what do we thank God for?
是神用他的话语教导我们属于他的人，让我们在人生的道路上面有一个完美的准则。
So what do we give thanks to God for? It is because through his word, he gives us principles.
我们教孩子到底是分享所有一切吗？ Share everything? 还是我们要教孩子你要有竞争力，你要维护自己的权益？
So how do we teach our children? Do we teach our children to share everything, or do we teach our children to be competitive?
今天我们在我们的生活的各个层面上面，不论是在社会上面、工作上面或家庭上面，我们是教大家都无所谓，然后什么事情都一切的分享，还是说我们要学习怎么样去维护我们自己的权益？
So then in society today, do we teach people to share with everyone, or do we teach them to be at an advantage over others.
每个人都有不同的看法。
A lot of people have different views.
那根据我们自己的信念，根据我们的自己的经历，我们会有一套这个人生哲学。
So whatever experiences that we have, we may have our own view or philosophy.
可是弟兄姐妹们，我们不是要用人的经历，或者是用我们自己认为对的事情去看和去做。
But dear brothers and sisters, for us, we don't use the experiences of men or our own experiences in life to go through life.
因为神的话给了我们一条非常清楚、非常明白的一个方向。
Because God's words give us a clear direction.
我们今天在这个世界上面碰到许许多多的问题。
Today, in this world, we face lots of problems.
一方面是我们自己在肉身里面的一种软弱。
And we face these problems is because, one, the weaknesses, our own weaknesses in the flesh.
一方面是在大环境上面和我们周遭的人当中，这个整个世界都是受到罪恶的这个影响。
Second, it's because the effects of sin on this whole world.
我想我们基督徒作为神的儿女，我们需要有一个这个清楚的认知。
So for as Christians, we need to have a clear understanding.
所以我们要能够在所有的看的这个为人处事上面，我们要学习用神的话语，用借着圣灵的引领，我们能够这样子看出去。
So how we treat others, we need to use God's word.
保罗在哥林多后书这里。他给了我们一段，给了我们一幅很美很美的画面。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul gives us a very beautiful picture.
我们来看一下《哥林多后书》第十二章，我们今天看的是第七到第十节。
And we will be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我的肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说：“你的恩典，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸我自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟我。”我为基督的缘故，就可以以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，我就什么时候刚强了。
Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，因为你将你智慧的话语赐给我们。
Because you've given us your wisdom through your word.
你将你的心意借着圣经里面的记载，你让我们能够清楚明白的来认识你，听见你的声音。
Through your word, you revealed your heart so that we can hear your voice.
主，你在主耶稣基督里面拯救了我们，并且今天你赐给我们圣灵，让我们能够从你的话语当中能够真正的能够得到生命的喂养。
And you saved us through our Lord Jesus, and you've given us the Holy Spirit to help us understand your word as if it's nourishment to our soul.
求主你今天使用你自己的话语来引领我们。
May you use your word to guide us.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
保罗他讲的这一段话，事实上是给我们鼓励的一段话。
And Paul speaks in this passage actually for encouragement to us.
是激励我们的话。
It is to admonish us.
是抬高我们的话。
It is to lift us up.
可是保罗所描述的环境，事实上却是在一个非常的困难、辛苦，而且是 自己对自己的期许觉得很压抑然后很软弱的时候。
But when Paul wrote this, he was in a very difficult circumstance. It's actually when he is in a difficult situation and when he feels weak.
我刚刚讲到了弟兄姐妹,
and I've mentioned to brothers and sisters,
我们今天想要能够看见的,
what we want to see today,
神要让我们看见的,
what God wants us to see,
就是一个基督徒在一个困难的环境和在软弱当中, 我们怎么样能够活出一个这样子有力的然后丰富的生命,
is as Christians, when we're in a difficult circumstance or situation, how do we live a life with strength?
我们怎么样在各样的环境当中，我们能够因为主耶稣基督所赐给我们的生命和盼望，让我们可以前行。
So in all these hard circumstances, how can we move forward in Christ Jesus?
这是我们今天盼望能够得到神话语的。 的安慰和鼓励。
And this morning, it is our hope that through this passage, we will gain hope and encouragement.
保罗他在这段经文里面讲到他自己的软弱。
So Paul here talks about his own weakness.
他不但说我是一个软弱的人, 他甚至说我要去夸耀我自己的软弱在第九节里面。
Not only is he saying that he is weak, but he will boast about his weakness.
然后在第十节里面他说我要因为我的软弱甚至我要认为他是可喜的。
And in verse 10, it says that he is actually
content.
He is actually content with his weaknesses.
这对我们来讲事实上是好像是一个非常陌生的一种感受。
This concept seems unfamiliar to us.
因为今天的人，我们所提倡的，我们所钦佩的，或甚至说我们想要追求的，都是一种安定的生活。Because
today, what we strive for is a stable life.
我们盼望我们能够有一个壮大的意志。And
we all hope that we have a strong will.
然后呢，我们盼望我们生活呈现的就是有很强大的这种力量。And
what we hope is that in our life we manifest some type of strength.
然后呢，像上周刘长老跟我们分享的，就是很多人他们就觉得他们好像这个他用一个字说 stoic， 好像就是这个我们生活周遭外面环境要使我们能够无动于衷。
Last week, Pastor Alex shared with us, it almost seems like us Christians, we have a very stoic expression or attitude.
中国人呢，就是说我们要有一种修养，要有一种涵养， like achieve an inner calm or inner peace, right?
And so for Chinese people, it seems like we want to show this inner calm or inner peace.
所以我们就有一个感觉，就是说，是不是基督徒就是要朝这个方面去做？
So we may think to ourselves, well, should Christians act that way?
那所以基督徒应该是比别人更有信心。
So that means all Christians should have more faith than others.
基督徒呈现给人看的就是我们更能够掌握我们的生活。
So what we're showing to others is we have control of our lives.
然后呢，我们永远都是满脸带着微笑。
And we're always putting on a smile.
然后呢，我们给人呈现的都是 表面上面看起来都是一个非常的一个美丽的一幅画面。
So what we show to others is always a beautiful appearance.
然后呢，不论周遭发生任何事情，就算是死亡在我们的眼前，我们好像还是用微笑去面对。
And it seems like even when we face death around us, we still approach it with a smile.
可是这个不是圣经里给我们的教导，这也不是神要基督徒所呈现的一种生活。
That is not the teaching of the Bible, and that's not what God wants us to manifest in our
lives. 这是人类的哲学和今天世界上面的宗教能够带给人的一种满足。
That's all human or worldly philosophies or religions that can fulfill man.
神要我们经历到的是他真正能够赐给我们不是属于这个世界的。
What God wants us to experience is out of this world.
上周刘长老提到的这个盼望。
Last week, Pastor Alex brought up the topic of hope.
如果我们要说盼望对我们来说是什么？
If we want to ask ourselves, well, what is hope?
我们可以说盼望是我们在人生的这个道路上面的一个目标，是我们的一个方向。
We can say that hope may be a destination or a direction.
是主耶稣基督赐给我，在主耶稣基督里面我们得到的。
It is what we have received from our Lord Jesus.
这个永生的盼望，这个方向永远不会变。
And this direction and this hope of eternal life will not change.
我们罪得赦免，然后我们生命的改转变，然后有一天在神的面前与他一同能够面对面的这样的一个福分是永远不会变的。
Us being saved from our sins and also having this eternal life to be together with our Lord Jesus in eternal life will never change.
可是在人生的这个道路，虽然我们有了方向，我们有了目的。
But even in this life on earth, as we have this direction and this destination,
我们仍然需要有这个动力，能够在这个生活上面迈步，一步一步的朝主耶稣基督，朝我们的盼望去走。
And we need to be active in our life, moving towards that destination and direction.
不论在这个人生的路上面，周围的环境是多么的压抑，或者是多么的困难，我们仍然能够有这个力量去走。
Regardless of the situation or the circumstances, as we take on this path towards that destination, we need to continue to walk that path.
不论是环境，或者是这个外在的影响，或者是我自己内心当中，我自己在我个人里面的软弱，我都能够克服，继续往前去行。
So whether if it's trials or challenges from the outside in circumstances or environment or an inner conflict, we need to have the strength to continue to walk this path.
这个力量是什么？
Where do we have that strength? Where does that strength come from?
这个力量就是第九节里面主耶稣跟保罗说的是他的恩典。
And this strength is what this passage says, it's God's grace.
你知道我们恩典是什么？
Well, what is grace?
基督徒对这个词非常非常的熟悉。
For Christians, that is a very familiar term.
我们得救都是神的恩典。
Well, our salvation is grace.
是不是啊？我们常常说，我们很喜欢的一首诗歌就叫做什么？奇异的恩典。
One of the hymns that we love to sing is Amazing Grace.
我们会讲恩典。
We often talk about grace.
我们甚至能够去给它一个定义，很多人知道恩典的定义是一个我们不该得、我们不配得的一个好处。
And we often have a definition and define grace as receiving something that we don't deserve.
我们没有付出却得到的。
We didn't give anything ourselves, but we received something.
没有错。
It is true.
这是一个层面。
That is one aspect.
可是在圣经里面我们看见神所赐给我们的恩典不但只是我们不该得不配得的一种好处。
But in the Bible, it goes beyond that. It's more than just receiving something we don't deserve.
圣经里面告诉我们，恩典是神所赐给我们的一种力量，是一种能源。
So the Bible teaches us that actually the grace given us is a sort of a strength or an energy.
就从这一节经文，我们看见保罗他因为他自己身上的软弱，我们等一下会看这个软弱到底是什么。他因为自己的软弱，他要向神求。
And Paul here is talking about his weakness, and he's pleading to the Lord.
他要神能够帮助他。
He's calling out and asking God to help.
而神告诉他，我的恩典够你用。
But God says to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
而这个恩典就是神在他身上所彰显的能力。
And that grace is the power in his life.
是让他能够面对他的困难。
So that he is able to face
those difficulties. 是让他能够克服他的困难。
And overcome those difficulties.
我们看一下彼得后书第三章第十八节。
Let us take a look at 2 Peter
3:18. 彼得后书第三章第十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
前面这一段，这个彼得他最后告诉信徒们说什么？ 你们要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上面要有长进。
The Apostle Peter says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
你要在主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上面长进。
To grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
对主耶稣基督的知识从读圣经里面学到。
Well, to gain knowledge of our Lord Jesus is reading the Bible.
跟弟兄姐妹们彼此相交，彼此鼓励的时候，我们看见神主耶稣基督的工作，我们对主耶稣基督，我们有更多知识上面的长进。
And as we fellowship and gather together with other brothers and sisters, and we study the Bible together, our knowledge will increase.
可是这里面所讲到的恩典，就是借着主耶稣所赐给我们在每日的生活当中所得到那充足的能力，我们要在这上面能够有长进。
And this grace that it's talking about is the strength that we can have in our daily life, and we need to grow in that.
一个基督徒，我们是因为神的恩典得救。
For a Christian, it is because of grace that we are saved.
我们是有罪的人。
We are sinners.
我们是顶撞神的人。
And we rebel against God.
我们是软弱的人。
We are weak.
可是神在他的恩典当中将主耶稣基督的救恩赐给了我们，他拯救了我们。
But God gave us this grace through our Lord Jesus so that we can have salvation.
但是神也借着他的恩典在一个信徒的身上，从每一天的身上，神赐给我们一个动力。
God also, through His grace, gives all Christians this energy or this activity in our life.
这个力量不是正面思想。
And this is not a
positive
thinking. It's not a positive thinking.
这是因为主耶稣基督他赐给我们的恩典，使我们在每日的生活面对事物、面对人的时候，我们能够有这一股超乎于我们人以外的一种动力。
So to face others in this challenging or this, in times of difficulty, through His grace, we have this supernatural or surpassing energy and strength.
从一个角度来说，神的恩典不只是使我们得救。
But from one perspective, His grace is not only our salvation.
是神的恩典能够让我们成圣。
And it's also grace that can allow us to have sanctification.
是神的恩典让我们能够对他的话语有追求。
It is through His grace that we're striving to know more or have knowledge about His word.
是神的恩典让我们能够有这个动力去服侍人。
It is through His grace that we have the energy to serve others.
是神的恩典让我们能够活出神的话语。
It is through His grace that we can live out His word in our life.
是因为神的恩典让我们能够去爱那个我们所不是不可爱的人。
It is through His grace that we can love those that are hard to love.
保罗在写他这一篇哥林多后书的时候，
When Paul writes during his time when he wrote 2 Corinthians,
他写信的对象，
his audience,
是他一手带借着福音带进教会的一群第一批的信徒。
His audience are the first believers in that city.
这些是他所爱的。
Those are the ones he loves.
他花了一年半的时间，他长期的与他们在一起。
He spent almost a year and a half with them daily.
可是在他离开哥林多不久之后，
But after he left the city of Corinth,
有人在哥林多的教会开始抵挡保罗。
There are people in the church that he established in the city of Corinth started to attack him.
他们开始说保罗的教导不是不好。
They're spreading rumors that Paul's teaching is Not bad.
可是已经过时了。
But it's old-fashioned.
他以前所讲到的关于耶稣的事情，这是过时的。
What he taught about Jesus is Not in fashion anymore. It's old fashioned.
我们现在有新的想法，我们有新的启示，我们来追求新鲜的。
We have some new ideas. We have a new revelation. We should strive towards that.
他们说保罗他这个人啊，他虽然思想清楚，可是他讲话讲出来不太上台面。
They spoke of Paul. They explained Paul that is he's.
He has good teaching.
He has good teaching, but he's not eloquent.
Yeah, he's not eloquent. 他们那个时候一个让人尊重的人，在这个希腊文化、罗马希腊文化当中，一个受人尊重的就是你要讲话口齿清晰，然后讲话就是很上得了台面。很有口才的人才能够让人家尊重啊！他说保罗不是这样的一个人。
So back then in the culture, people are respected because they are eloquent. But Paul is not eloquent.
然后甚至有人批评说保罗啊，他这个人长得不怎么样，其貌不扬，所以他的这个东西我们不需要去学，我们要去选一个长得漂漂亮亮，然后很有身份、很体面的人。
Or they criticized him for not having a good appearance. So.To follow someone, we need to follow someone that has a good appearance.
我就想对我们这个当中年纪比较小的人，你如果要想象保罗所受到的这样待遇。
So for the young people, if you were to think about how Paul was treated,
那就好像你在学校里面有一群朋友。
It's as if in school you have this group of friends.
你很喜欢他们，你跟他们玩，你爱他们，你把你好吃的好玩的东西跟他们分。
And you really like this group of people, and you enjoy spending time with them. You want to share everything with them.
结果有一天有人开始说
，Then one day someone says,
不要再跟你做朋友了。
I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
你以前的东西啊很好玩，现在的东西我已经赶新潮，我们不要你的东西了。
All the things that you've shared with us and played before is all old-fashioned. We want to do something new.
你长得不好看。
And you don't look good.
眼睛小。
You have small eyes.
然后你看起来就是很怪。
And you look weird.
然后甚至有人会说你这个讲话也讲不清楚。
And they say you can't even speak clearly.
你为什么讲英文带着那么重的腔啊？
Why do you speak with such a heavy accent?
你长得跟我们不一样。
You look different.
讲话也讲不清楚
，You don't speak clearly，
所以我们就讨厌你
，So we don't like you，
我们不要跟你在一起了
，We don't want to be with you。
保罗他是这么的爱这群信徒
，Paul loved these believers，
他却受到他们这样子的排挤和攻击
，So now all of a sudden they are attacking him。
可是他们的这些排挤和攻击不是完全是空穴来风，不是完全说是没有根据的。
But all these criticisms has some merit.
我们从圣经里面我们就看见保罗他自己说。
We see from the passage or from scripture that Paul even himself says,
他说我不是用人的高深的学问我来讲我的这个信心。
I'm not delivering a message out of man's intellect.
我的福音的信息就是一个。
My message of the gospel is just one.
主耶稣基督。
One message is regarding Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督他的受死，他的钉十字架和他的复活。
Jesus Christ nailed to the cross and his resurrection from the dead.
这是神的拯救。
That is God's salvation.
这就是他的信息。
That is his message.
别人跟他说你换一点新鲜的，他说不是，这个就是我需要传的。
People say, why don't you teach something new? He says, no, that is what I'm going to teach.
保罗因为他宣教多年，这个当时的旅行跟现在不一样，所以他身心交瘁，所以他身上有很许许多多的疾病。
But because through all of the missionary trips that he went on, and all the difficulties and challenges that he faced in his life, of course his flesh is now weakened.
他自己承认他这个眼睛看不清楚。
So he admits that he doesn't have good eyesight.
然后呢，他自己说他说话也不是最有口才的。
And he also admits that he's not the most eloquent person.
我们可以看见他的信里面，他常常讲到他自己的这个心灵里面所受到的折磨，或者是他因为服事上面的这个忧心而使得他忧虑。
So in the passages in scripture, we see that a lot of times he has inner conflict with himself because of his weakness.
圣经上面没有很清楚地告诉我们保罗这边所说的他这个肉这个身上的这个刺是什么。
So it doesn't explain what that thorn in his flesh is.
但是这个肉体上面的刺我们知道是他的一个软弱。
But we do know that that thorn in his flesh is a weakness.
可能是他个人心里面的这种忧虑。
It may be that his inner anxiety.
可能是在他的这个情绪在他这个灵里面的这种所受到别人看不见的折磨。
Or it's an inner turmoil that no one else can see.
可能是肉体上面的疾病。
Or it could be just a physical illness.
可能是没有办法解决的头疼。
Could be a migraine that does not go away.
可能是因为水土不服他可能有得了疟疾。Malaria.
Or malaria.
我们刚刚讲到他可能眼睛看不清楚。
We just mentioned that he doesn't have... He has bad vision.
或者他说话就是不像其他人那样子口才这么好。
Or he's just not as eloquent as others.
那也有可能他的这个肉体上面的这根刺所代表的就是他各式各样所受到的逼迫的一个代名词。
Or this thorn in the flesh could just be a something that he represents all the persecution that he endured.
我们知道圣经上面保罗告诉我们说为什么这个刺肉体上面的刺是在他的身上第七节说神就说啊为了要怕他过于自高
And we see that he explains why that thorn was not removed is to keep him from becoming conceited
也就是说使他好像过于自负或者是过于骄傲
To prevent him from beingto boast about himself or to be conceited.
使得他在他的这个生活上面在他的工作上面受到许许多多的阻碍。
That in his life or in his work, there are obstacles.
第七节在前面讲到是为了要怕他过于自高然后第七节的最后他又重复一次说是免得我过于自高。
In verse 7, it says to keep him from becoming conceited and then at the end of verse 7, itrepeats to keep him from being conceited.
他说这些事情在我的身上让我非常的软弱。
But he says that these things make him very weak.
这不是对跟错的事情但是我不希望这些事情在我的身上。
It's not a matter of right and wrong, but I wish that these are removed from me.
甚至这些事情已经成为撒旦用来攻击我的一个方式。
Now all of this has become a tool for Satan to attack me and harass me.
所以他说神啊求你把这件事情 把这个刺从我的身上能够移除。
That's why he pleads to the Lord to remove it from him.
弟兄姐妹我们在这段经文里面我们可以看见从保罗的经历上面我们能够看见神对我们在我们每日的生活当中他所给我们的一样的一种启示。
So dear brothers and sisters, through Paul's example, what we just read, we can see God's revelation to us.
保罗所经历的不是只是因为他是使徒。
What Paul has experienced is not because he is an apostle.
保罗所经历的不是只是因为他是一个宣教士。
And what he has experienced is not because Paul is a missionary.
保罗所经历的并且在圣经这里面所描述的让我们看见是一个属神的人如果要走神的道路同样会有的经历。
So what Paul has experienced is for all Christians that want to walk and follow Jesus, we will all experience.
所以第一点我们需要了解的就是神是要在人的软弱当中能够彰显他的神能。
So what we need to understand is through our weaknesses, God can manifest His power and His strength.
神在人的软弱当中，他要彰显他的神能。
In man's weaknesses, God will reveal His strength.
人是软弱的。
Men are weak.
我们是有软弱的。
We are weak.
人的问题是常常我们不愿意承认我们的软弱。
Many times our problem is we're unwilling to admit that we are weak.
我们今天人之所以会软弱，是因为罪的缘故。
And today, the reason why we have weaknesses is because of sin.
神在起初创造世界万物、创造人的时候，一切都是美好的，没有软弱在当中。
During God's original plan in creation, there was no weakness. It was perfect.
神拯救了我们，当我们要进入到永生当中的时候，在永生里面也不会有软弱。
And when we enter into eternal life with our Lord, there won't be any weaknesses.
可是我们今天，不论是在环境上面，或者是我们个人的生命当中，我们有软弱。
But today, in any circumstance that we're in, we have weakness.
这些软弱不但是在我们的心灵的层面，我们的情感的层面，我们肉体健康的层面。
And those weaknesses will manifest in our spiritual life, our physical life, or in our emotions.
会在我们的人际的关系上面，我们与人的应对，会在于我们对我们物质的需要的供应上面，我们对物质的依赖，这些的层面上面都有软弱。
Or our relationships with others and our physical dependence on materials.
但是神要在这个软弱当中，他要彰显他的大能。
But in those weaknesses, God wants to reveal His power.
保罗是一个使徒。
Paul is an apostle.
神给他的工作就是要把福音传出去。
He's called to share the gospel.
可是为什么他的这个软弱反而阻碍福音的传递呢？
So why did God allow this weakness become an obstacle for the gospel?
而这个肉体的这根刺，肉身里面的这根刺，是影响到他从神所领受到的这个托付的事工上面，使他受到阻碍。
And this thorn in the flesh has become an obstacle to do God's work.
但是我们就看见神说，我要容许这个事情在你的生命当中，因为我要彰显我的能力。
But God explains that in that weakness, His grace is sufficient, and He will manifest His strength and power.
作为神的儿女，我们要承认我们的软弱。
So, as God's children, we need to admit that we are weak.
因为我们在承认我们的软弱当中，我们才能够经历到神的恩典，使我们能够看见神的能力。
In the midst of us admitting our weaknesses, we will see and experience His grace and see His power.
所以我们不需要惧怕把我们的软弱呈现出来。
So we don't need to be afraid to reveal our weaknesses.
因为如果我们是属于神的人，神就会使用我们的软弱。
Because if we belong to God, He will use our weaknesses.
然后神在他的软弱当中彰显他的神能的时候，就是他的名得到荣耀。
So in our weaknesses, when God shows His strength, it is when His name will be glorified.
第二点，我们看到的是也是很可贵的一个功课。
The second lesson we can draw from is also very precious.
这事实上在我们学习祷告上面，是让我们能够更多的认识神对我们的心意和他的美好。
And this allows us to also know His goodness.
你看，保罗他这件事情对他的影响大到一个地步，他一而三，这个一而再，再而三的向神求。
And this thorn in his flesh has become so significant that he has pleaded with the Lord three times.
他跟神说：“神啊，这个你帮我解决这个件事情吧。”
And he's pleading to the Lord to remove it, to solve this problem.
很明显的，神没有解决，所以他第二次的又跟神求。
So it's clear the first time it didn't happen. God did not remove it. So he asked and pleaded again.
这个事情影响到他每天的生活，影响到他的精神，影响到他的身体，影响到他的工作。所以他说，神啊，你第三次请你帮我解决这件事情。
Because it has become such a big problem, it affects his whole life, his work, his ministry, that he is pleading to the Lord three times.
可是神并没有为他移除困难。
But God did not solve this problem or remove that thorn.
神说，我不帮你移除困难，可是我要将恩典赐给你，使你能够克服困难。
But he is saying to him that I'm not removing it, But my grace for you is sufficient so that you can overcome your weakness.
我们现在生活在苦难当中。
Right now, we are in difficult times.
我知道弟兄姐妹们 coronavirus 只是一部分而已。
I know, the coronavirus is just one aspect of the difficulty you're facing.
我们看见我们现在人际关系还是有问题。
We see that there's still problems in our relationships.
家庭里面的问题。
In the family.
未来的问题。
Or our future.
工作的问题。
Or our work.
这个我们生命的危害。
The dangers in life.
我们这些事情都在我们的面前。
All of these things we are facing.
都是困难。
They're all difficulties.
可是你知道我们当神求说神啊你帮我解决困难你帮我移开困难的时候。
But when we ask God to remove us from these difficulties,
神不一定会帮我们移除这个困难。
God may not remove these difficulties.
可是神他一定会怎么样赐恩典给我，让我能够在这个困难当中，我能够继续的迈步向前，然后我可以克服这个环境上面的困难。
But God may not remove those difficulties, but He will always provide grace that is sufficient for you to continue on and face and overcome these difficulties.
弟兄姐妹，恩典是什么
？Dear brothers and sisters, what is grace?
恩典是神所赐给我们的力量。
Grace is the power that God has given us.
今天很多基督徒说我在教会聚会这么久我听见别人的见证我看见别人的生活哇他们好有生命可是为什么我就没有那种经历呢
A lot of people in the church may hear of testimonies from other brothers and sisters and say, wow, that's such a powerful life that they're living. How come I'm not experiencing that?
因为我们不要神的恩典我们只要他解决我们的问题。
Because we don't want His grace, we just want Him to remove us from difficulties.
人的做法就是我先去解决这个问题。
The first thing that comes to man's mind is to solve the problem.
然后我解决不了问题以后呢，我就叫神来解决问题。
If I can't solve that problem, then I will ask God to solve the problem.
那如果神不解决问题的话，那我就认了。
So if God doesn't solve that problem, then I will... I'll just take it.
或者说我就开始我就不跟神求了反正神也不一定答应。
Or your next response is, then I just won't ask God anymore.
可是弟兄姐妹神爱我们他供应我们最好的。
But dear brothers and sisters, God loves us and He always provides what is best for us.
你要经历到神的大能吗？
Do you want to experience His great power?
你要在你的生命当中看见不是只是困难被移除你所面对的这堵墙被神打破你要看见的是你面对的困难是这么的大但是神的恩典降临在你的生命当中因为神的恩典充满了你使你有这个力量能够继续迈步克服看见神的作为。Do you want to experience God's power in your life? Because just to have the obstacles, this immovable wall, this difficulty in your life, God can move it easily, but you will not experience God's tender care and His empowerment. Don't you want God's grace to come into your life so that you can see the wall, see the obstacle, see the difficulty, and you're in it, yet you're able to have that... infinite ability to continue to move forward, to overcome, and to break through. 这是神的恩典啊。
And God's grace is sufficient means that it is in abundance.
主耶稣基督所拿的那个篮子里面有饼有鱼。
And Jesus had a basket of bread and fish.
而这个饼和鱼就是够用的。
And that bread and the fish was sufficient.
4,000 人没有问题，吃饱了以后还有剩。5,000人没有问题，吃饱了还有剩。
4,000 people, 5,000 people all had enough, and there was a leftover.
你记得那个撒玛利亚的妇人在井边遇见耶稣吗？
Do you remember the Samaritan woman at the well?
主耶稣基督说，我所赐的是那永流的活泉。
Jesus says, what I offer is the living water.
只要人的生命需要水，这个水就永远不会停止。
If someone wants to drink this water, they'll never be thirst again.
神的恩典够用的意思，弟兄姐妹，就是他的恩典是充足的。
And when God says great, his grace is sufficient, that means it's enough and it's overflowing.
他的恩典永远是满的。
And it's always full, overflowing.
弟兄姐妹，我们要的就是主耶稣基督的那个恩典的篮子。
And that is what we want, that basket of grace.
我们要的就是主耶稣基督那恩典的泉水。
And that is that overflowing well.
你今天如果要开一台汽车，你就要开的是主耶稣基督恩典的汽车。
So if you're driving a car, you want to drive that car that is of God's grace.
这个恩典的汽车就是你不需要再去加油的汽车。
And that car is a car that you no longer need to fill up.
你要去哪里，你要用哪里，你就去用，然后呢，你的油箱永远是满的。
Wherever you go, however you use that car, your gas is always full.
因为神的恩典是够我们所用的。
Because God's grace is sufficient for us.
第四。
Number four.
保罗啊，是在认清他自己再也无能为力的时候，他才能够看见原来一切都是主耶稣。
Paul here is when he comes to a point where he cannot go on anymore, that is when he sees God's grace and strength.
保罗是一个意志力非常坚强，非常有魄力，非常有远见的一个人。
Paul is actually a person withvision, and he's strategic, and he's also very capable person.
他是一个很认真、很努力的人。
And he's also responsible and diligent.
他爱主，可是他同样的在他的这个事工上面，在他的追求上面，在他的服事上面，他永远都是那种所谓给120%的那种人。
So in all aspects of his life, whether if it's work, his ministry, and everything, he's always an overachiever.
可是他在他的事工上面，他看见自己的软弱。
But he sees his own weakness in his ministry.
这些人，他所爱的对象，他传福音的对象，他服侍的对象，现在反过来不认他了。
So these people that he shared the gospel with, whom he loved, now is turning against him.
人用这个很难听的话语去重伤他。
People use very negative words to attack him.
然后呢，开始离开了这个真道。
And they've went astray from the truth.
他心里面压力很大。
Of course, he's also facing a lot of pressure.
神啊，你就让我口才好一点嘛。
So he's asking God, let me be more eloquent.
你为什么不让我长好看一点？这样子人家就比较会被我吸引，就来听神的话呢？
Why don't you let me be better looking so that I can attract more people to hear my message?
为什么我的眼睛我要写信给人呢？我看也看不清楚，我写也写不清楚，那我这样怎么样写福音书啊？
And I want to write letters, but I have really bad vision. I can't write well because of my eyesight. How am I going to give messages using my words?
他尽他的全力。
He gave it his all.
可是他看见他的软弱，他看见他的限制。
But he sees his weaknesses and his limitations.
可是你知道，他还没有在那边就打住了。
But he didn't stop there.
他还要向神求。
He pleaded with the Lord.
他要求一次。
He pleaded once.
他要求两次。
Pleaded twice.
他要求三次。
And the third time.
他是一个不放弃的人。
He is one that does not give up.
啊，可是当他发现他自己原来是最后走到他自己的尽头的时候。
But when he realizes that he came to his end.
你知道当他走到他自己尽头的时候，弟兄姐妹，神就开了他的眼睛，能够看见神的大能。
When he realizes that he has come to his end, God reveals to him his God's power.
当他把他自己所能做的全部都做完了，然后最后他说：“神啊，我还是无能为力的时候。”弟兄姐妹，他这个时候他的耳朵在听神。
So when he has given it his all and everything that he has put forth, and he has no other way, that is when he hears God.
他听见主耶稣基督亲自的对他说，我的恩典够你用。
And he hears the Lord Jesus say to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
他说我的能力啊，我这复活的大能就是要在你的软弱上面能够得到完全的彰显。
Well, Jesus says to him, that power that resurrected me from the dead is now in you.
你有听见过神的声音吗？
Have you heard God's voice?
你有听见过主耶稣基督的声音吗？
Have you heard the voice of our Lord Jesus?
我们都爱主耶稣基督。
We love our Lord Jesus.
我们都尊重主耶稣基督。
And we respect Jesus.
我们都敬拜主耶稣基督。
And we worship Jesus.
我们都爱主耶稣基督。
We love Jesus.
可是你知道，当我们所爱，我们所敬仰，我们所敬拜的对象，当他在我们的生命里面跟我们说话的时候，弟兄姐妹，那是最甜美的。
It is the sweetest moment when you hear the voice of someone that you respect and love and worship.
他说我听见你了，我看见你了。
And he says to you, I hear you and I see you.
你自己无能为力了，但是我要在你的生命当中，我要彰显我的能力。
Even though that you are weak, I will manifest my power in your weakness.
知道吗，弟兄姐妹，如果我们不承认自己的软弱，
You know, brothers and sisters, if we don't admit our weakness,
如果我们还是在那边用自己的方式，用自己的能力去想要克服这个世界上面的问题的时候，
if we continue to use our own methods and our own ways to overcome the world's problems,
那难怪我们看不见神，难怪我们听不见神，更不用说我们经历不到神的恩典。
Of course, you're not able to see him and hear him and experience him.
I 现在祷告的时候，心里面很伤痛的一件事情，就是今天我知道这个 coronavirus 的情形会解决的。
So when I'm praying, what saddens me is that I know that the coronavirus will pass.
有一天这个环境会又舒缓了。
And we'll go back to normal.
然后人就会说啊，你看我们又克服了这个艰难。
And people will say, look, we have overcome ourselves this difficulty.
我们没有看见神，我们没有听见神，我们没有经历到神的恩典。
We have not heard from God, we haven't seen God, and we have not experienced God.
生活当中又充满了各式各样的噪音。
And there's, again, many distractions in this world.
开始出去玩，开始享受，开始娱乐。
Start going out, having fun, and enjoying yourself.
然后呢，就把这个变成我们过去的事情，我们再也不用去回头看。
This has become a thing of the past, and we never look back.
因为我们觉得我们自己还有能力。
Because we think that we still have the capability.
神到底要用什么样的事情，弟兄姐妹们，他还要用多少样的事情，才能够让我们明白到原来我们是无能为力的。
What other methods does God need to use to allow us to realize that we are weak?
有些弟兄姐妹们在婚姻里面受到这个离婚的威胁。
There's brothers and sisters that are facing difficulties or challenges in their marriage.
关系不好，所以呢，其中一方说：“那我们离婚好了。”
Because there's a rift in the relationship, so one party says, "Well, let's just divorce."
但是另外一方呢，要不然就是假装没听见，或者是想办法用人的方式去克服。
Then the other party may think that.Just ignore it or think of other ways to solve the problem.
然后慢慢慢慢好像这个离婚这个词就不提了，就这样子过了好几年了。
Then after a few years, they don't discuss it anymore.
好像事情就解决了。
It seems as if the problem has been solved.
可是这个当中的问题根本就没有看见神的工作。
But you haven't seen the work of God.
我们没有去看见，我们没有去听见，我们也没有经历到神的恩典，使我们的这个婚姻的关系被回到主的心意里面。
We haven't heard from God. We haven't seen God and experienced God to use the grace to fix our marriage.
那有一天这个人不讲了，他就走开，他就走掉了。
Or one party just leaves.
然后另外人就说：“怎么搞的？怎么一句话都不提，人怎么就跑了呢？我们讲讲，谈一谈吧。”
Then the other person says, "What happened? Why didn't we talk about it?"
十年前、十五年前就跟你讲过了，都没有得到解决，所以现在我只能走。
Because I brought it up 10 or 15 years ago, but we don't talk about it, so now I'm leaving.
因为我们觉得我们自己还能够用我们自己的方式，还是有能力去解决，或者是度过这样的一个难关。
It is because we continue to think that we can solve the problem ourselves.
好了，第五点。
Fifth point.
所以弟兄姐妹，保罗才能够说，就是在他的软弱当中，他才能够借着主耶稣和主耶稣的能力，使他能够坚强、坚定，使他能够刚强。
So, Paul here is saying that when he is weak, it is Christ and his strength that makes him strong.
你知道吗？当一个属神的人，当一个属神的人知道我们自己的软弱。
When a child of God admits that he is weak,
这个软弱可能我们讲到是精神上面的，是肉体上面的，是灵里面的，是情感上面的，不论何如何，是我们的软弱。
Whatever kind of weakness, whether if it's spiritual, physical, or mental, or emotional,
但是当我们在软弱的时候，弟兄姐妹，
but when we acknowledge our weakness,
我们承认我们的软弱。
We admit our weakness.
可是我们不是因为看见自己的软弱我们就忧郁。
But we don't
become depressed.
Become depressed because of our weaknesses.
我们不是说因为看见自己的软弱好像就觉得自己很龌龊。
And we don't put ourselves down and feel bad because we see all these weaknesses.
因为一个属神的人就是在我们软弱当中，弟兄姐妹，让我们能够看见主耶稣基督，他是这样子的爱我们。
But it is with these weaknesses we begin to see God's love.
然后主耶稣基督他就说，因为我爱你，因为我与你同在，我要赐给你力量。
And God says, because I love you, I want to give you strength.
所以就是在我们的软弱里面，我们能够刚强。
So it is in our weakness we can see God's strength.
你知道很多人，很多人在想到圣经的时候会说，哦，我很喜欢圣经里面有一句话，他说是在我软弱的时候主就刚强。
So a lot of Christians like the verse and they say that when I am weak, I am strong.
No, when I am weak, he is strong.
When I am weak, he is strong.
可是你知道圣经里面没有这句经文。
But there is no, It doesn't say that in Scripture.
圣经不是说，当我软弱的时候，主就刚强了。
It doesn't say that when I am weak, He is made strong.
主耶稣永远是刚强的。
Because Jesus is always strong.
你软弱不软弱，他是刚强的。
Regardless if you're weak or not, He is always strong.
可是圣经告诉我们是什么？是当我软弱的时候，我就刚强了。
But Scripture tells us when I am weak.That's when I am strong.
为什么？
Why?
因为当我软弱的时候，我是在主的里面。
Because when I am weak, I am in the Lord.
当我软弱的时候，主在我的里面。
When I am weak, the Lord is with me.
当我软弱的时候，我不是与神分隔。当我软弱的时候，我反而是与神相交，最亲密的相交。
When I am weak, I am not separated from God, but I am actually very intimate with God.
因为我紧紧地抓住主耶稣基督的手，因为他所赐给我的恩典，从我的心中就满溢出来，使我能够刚强。
Because when I am weak, I am grasping the Lord's hand, and I am made strong in his power.
一个基督徒是在软弱当中让人看见主在我们的生命里面。
It is through difficult times in our weakness that we show that the Lord is with us.
我有好多故事和例子要跟大家分享，但时间已经到了。
I have a lot of stories and examples I'd like to share, but now time's up.
但是我觉得给弟兄姐妹们例子是可以让你开始有一些联想。
But these examples may help you to start thinking.
但是我知道弟兄姐妹们，你们跟我一样，在神的话语当中看见了神的心意。
But I know, sisters, as you read God's word, you see God's heart.
所以呢，我们来问自己几个问题，然后用这个让圣灵来启示我们，让我们用自己生命里面的例子去经历它，那不是更好吗？
So let us use some of these application questions so that we can experience God ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，可以把这个写下来，或者是呢，你把这个问题能够去照起来，然后在接下来的这几天，今天这几天，好好的反思。
Please write these questions down, and throughout the next couple of days, you can start reflecting and answer these questions.
你现在在现在你的生活当中，你面对最大的压力和这个挑战是什么？
What is your biggest challenge in life now? What weighs your spirit down the most?
现在
Right now.
只有你知道
Only you know.
事实上很多人可能都看不见，或者你也不愿意分享。
And many people may not even see, or you don't want to share.
对有些人来讲是经济上面的问题。
To some, it's financial problems, challenge.
对很多人来讲是人际的关系，家庭的关系。
Or maybe relationships in marriage or in family.
跟父母的关系，跟孩子的关系。
To your children or to your parents.
对有些人来讲是我们的健康。
Or to others, it may be your health.
对有些人来讲就是我都不能出门。
Or to others, I can't even leave my home.
对有些人是情绪上面的压抑。
Or it could be challenges in your emotions.
对有些人来讲现在就是一个属灵的一个生命的一个低潮。
Or it could be right now you are in a spiritual low.
你要能够看见你在这个层面上面的软弱。
You need to see that your weakness.
那借着今天的神的话语，弟兄姐妹，你有没有看见呢？这第二个问题是什么？就是你有没有发现在你这些软弱的方面，正是神要让你经历他的恩典和他的大能的方面。
Through this morning's message, we come to the second question. Do you realize that the areas of weakness in you is exactly where God wants you to experience His grace and power?
一个基督徒的生命和生活跟一个不信的人有什么差别？
Because what is the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian?
我们自己要问这个问题啊。
We need to ask that question.
神拯救了我们，他赐给了我们这个永生，可是我生命上面的呈现有跟别人不一样吗？
God has already saved us and He gave us this new life. Well, what manifests in my life, is there any difference to a non-believer?
神的心意不是只是要我们庸庸碌碌的这样子过一生，然后最后进天堂。
God doesn't want to just blamelessly go through life and eventually go into heaven.
神要让你成为一个有活力有精力很活泼而且是一个不断成长的人啊。
Because God wants you to be active and living and a growing person.
这是神对我们的一个呼召也是他赐给我们的恩典。
That is the grace that God gives us and also His calling.
环境好的时候活泼有精力有成长。
When the environment is good, you're active, living and growing.
可是环境不好或者自己软弱的时候神仍然要让我们能够有活力然后让我们能够有成长。
And when times get tough and you're in a difficult situation, you want to continue to be active, living, and growing.
所以弟兄姐妹，好好地面对你现在的生活。
So, dear brothers and sisters, face those challenges in your life.
不是只是要求神把你的这个所面对的这些困难移掉。
It is not to ask God to remove those difficulties.
然后也不是只是自己在思想和精神上面把它好像把它好像扫到一个角落然后呢把它放到一个角落然后把它埋起来了然后把灯关掉不要再去理它了。
And it's not to ignore or sweep those difficulties under the rug.
我们要向神承认我们的软弱然后我们要求神的是让我们在我们的软弱当中能够经历它。
What we need to ask is for God's grace in our weakness so that in our weakness we can experience His strength.
弟兄姐妹你跟我都可以在我们的生活当中听见主耶稣对我们说我的恩典够你用。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's in these difficult times that we can hear our Lord Jesus say that my grace is sufficient for you.
我们都能够实际的在我们的生活当中我们能够看见神的能力是在我们的软弱当中成为完全的。
We can see that in our weakness, His power is made perfect. Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你要借着现在的这段时间， 让我们能够好好的面对我们的生命。
You want to use this time for us to face life.
感谢你的话语给我们这样清楚的指引。
We thank you for your word that gives us guidance.
主，求主你让我们能够学习，让我们在知识、在恩典上面都能够有长进。
May you enable us to grow in grace and in knowledge.
让我们因为亲近你，主，让我们就在我们的生活当中能够经历到你的恩典。
So that in our weakness, we can experience your grace.
我们要支取你的恩典。
We want to ask for your grace.
我们要被你的恩典充满。
And we want to be filled with your grace.
我们能够用恩典成为我们每日生活的力量。
We want to use your grace to be our strength in our daily life.
然后我们要以主耶稣基督所赐给我们的盼望为我们人生的目标。
And we want to use the hope in our Lord Jesus to be the destination for our life.
向祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.